Blog Talk Radio.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know what would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then me ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then, playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart food. That's how I do.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome to a Parents Coach Parents Network show. I am your host, M.H. Scott, and I'm going to promise you another wonderful show this evening. Well, folks, you know, it's been a very long week. You know, last week I started talking a little bit about the Final Four and the NCAA tournament and all the things that go along with it. And, you know, we realized that young men and young ladies are out there playing. You know, some of them are playing for additional careers and futures after, or all of them are playing for additional careers and future after the tournament, whether or not it's professionally going and continuing to play the sport that they love, or whether or not it's moving into corporate America and becoming prominent great citizens that they are out there in corporate America and doing what they do best. So, you know, folks, on that note, I think about some of the wins and losses, and I'm not one that goes out here and fill out my bracket, so I don't have a bracket. So I couldn't tell you who I think, you know, I don't have any predictions on who is going to win or who's winning or any of that nature, anything of that nature. I've just been occasionally watching games from time to time just to see, you know, if I know anybody that's out there playing or ran across them, you know, in some venue somewhere, or I had the pleasure of just meeting their parents. But I titled this show here, folks, simply a update. You know, we got a few things that we got going on, and we got a few things that I think is going to transform the Parents Coach Parents Network over the next few months or so. And we're going to see how it turns out. You know, many of you have been asking about a website, and, you know, when we're going to put up a website. And I've actually hesitant. I have hesitated. Let me get my words together. Let's not start creating my own words again. But I have been hesitating to put one up. But, you know, I think it's about that time. I think it's about time to you know, just look back and decide to see if it's going to be something that's going to be beneficial to our cause, you know, Parents Coaching Parents Network. Because I think for whatever reason, and anybody want to chime in on the conversation, you're always welcome. But I think for whatever reason, a website, folks have a tendency to want to look for a website. You can tell them where you can find you everywhere else. You can find you on, you know, different social media outlets, you know, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Not for whatever reason they believe. Oh, man, that's crazy. For whatever reason they believe that you're not valid until you have a website. And I've yet to figure that one out. So I think that may be something in the works. It's only been something that I've held off on because, you know, things that I wanted to put out there and post, I've been using other social media outlets to get that information out there and really didn't feel the need for a website. But conversation keeps coming up. The question keeps coming up. So I may end up actually putting one up eventually. And if it goes up, it will go up this year, over the next few months or so. So we'll see how that works out. But even more so, I have some other things that's in the works, folks, that I think is truly going to benefit our children as athletes and you as a parent of an athlete. So stay tuned, stay in touch. Stay connected to the Parents Coaching Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on Instagram and on Twitter. You can find us on Instagram and Twitter at PCP Network. You can find us on Facebook at Parents Coaching Parents Network. Same thing here on Blog Talk Radio, Parents Coaching Parents Network. So it's all for you, folks. It's all for you. It's not anything that we're trying to benefit from. It's all for you and your children to help you get your child to that next level or help you get your child in a better situation where he or she is playing at a real comfortable level. Again, if you want to call in and join the conversation, you can reach us at 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-0095. That's where you can reach us. That's where you can check us out and, you know, just see how things are going.
Join us. Man, really, excuse me.
I had me a little nap today, so I shouldn't be too tired. But join in on the conversation. Join in on the conversation. Well, and getting this information out, when I said I wanted to get out an update, you know, many of our young folks have finished their high school seasons, and now it's time for summer league and AAU and all these other different events that's coming up. Just like I explained to a few young men just the other day, and I think it was very important for them to hear this and for them to really and truly understand what I was trying to tell them and what it was all about. You know, you had a number of young folks in it, and again, if somebody, you know, disagreed, hey, please, by all means, let us know. Let us know. But you had a number of young men that have been out playing in various tournaments over the weekend, you know, because school is still in session. They've been playing in various tournaments over the weekend. And I asked a young man just the other day, I said, why are you playing? Or, you know, he told me that, you know, you're playing in a tournament and, you know, in another state. And I said, okay. I said, and what's the benefit of you playing in this tournament? I understand that, you know, you're trying to get out there and get that exposure so you can be seen by, you know, college coaches. But what's the benefit? What's the benefit of them playing in the tournament? And he said that, you know, hey, we're gonna get some exposure. You know, there's some coaches out there. And I simply said to him, I said, I need you to think about this. Think about what month is this? He said, it's March. what's the biggest thing happening in the month of March that all sports are talking about? He said March Madness. He understood that. And I said, true. True. And understanding that and hearing yourself say that, then tell me why would a coach take his time out of his March Madness schedule to be out looking for potential talent coming up over the next 2 years or so? Trust me, he has plenty of time, plenty of time to get out there and find the recruits that he's looking for. He has the month of April. He has the month of May. He has the month of July. And there will be folks out there doing every venue, at every venue. So I'm not quite sure where, you know, being out there at the beginning of March will be beneficial to any team. He said, well, you know, coaches will be out there. I said, well, I don't think the coaches are going to be out there because they're all involved in March Madness one way or another. They're either looking at other teams play, supporting other coaches that they know, supporting teams in their conference, or they may still be playing themselves. And if they're playing themselves, they're not going to take the time out of that schedule to come out to some event where they know they have the month of April, month of May, and the month of July to come out and see, you know, all the athletes that they want to see. For you to be out there now, let me explain to you what's going on. Some team that has learned the game, has gotten smart by the game, realized that, hey, if we put on a tournament during the month of March, we'll have about 20, 30 teams come and sign up for this tournament. We'll put them in a bracket. We'll run them through the bracket. You know, we'll have them, let them get their little three games in, not really caring who wins or who loses or whatever because it has no value to it. But we'll be able to make some money for our club. So when it's really time for us to go out and travel and attend some of the big-name tournaments, now we'll have some funding that we raised in the early part of March to go out and travel. So a few teams has gotten pretty smart and decided to get out there and make some money off of that early time period where there's not a whole lot going on. And that's what I explained to the young man. And then I went one step further. I said, what I really and truly need for you to do, what I really and truly need for you to do, I need for you to go onto the NCAA's website. The NCAA actually publishes a list of events that they have sanctioned and certified. And once they sanction and certify these events, then coaches are allowed to go out and attend those events. Sad part about it, parents, there's many of you that's listening this evening that didn't know that. There's many of your children that's listening this evening that had no clue. And even more so, there's a large number of coaches that don't understand the process. And what I mean by coaches, not the college coaches, because they know when they can go out. I'm talking about the off-season coaches, the high school coaches that have put together off-season teams, or the AAU coaches, or the elite coaches, or whatever you want to call these other programs, spring league coaches, that have no clue about how all that works. If your child is out there and it's not during that time period where coaches are able to go out there and really give a true evaluation, then I wouldn't recommend your child goes. he or she could be working on skill development. You know, working on that weakness that they showed during the last part of or during the last season. Now, mind you, I'm talking strictly basketball right now because that caught my attention the earlier part of this month. I'm talking strictly basketball. There is actually a list, the NCAA basketball certification, and it is approximately, oh, man, there's a large number of pages. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. That's about 12 pages of events. And it tells you that the event, whether or not the event, the location of the event, who's hosting the event, the dates of the event, and whether or not the event is a team event or whether or not it's an individual event. Actually, last week I posted a link on our Facebook page that highlighted this particular document. It took you straight to this document. But there's one thing about this document I need for all of you to know. Again, if the event that your child is attending or have begged and pleaded with you throughout the whole week, last 2 weeks, Mom, Dad, I want to go. I want to go. The coach said there's going to be some scouts out there. I want you to be able to go to this website. Check out that event. See if that event is listed on the site. If it's not listed on the site, well, I'll tell you like this. The child goes. He's gone because there's not going to be anyone out there. Not going to be any scouts out there. Not going to be anybody out there representing the team. You know, there may be some street agents out there. You know what I think about street agents. There may be some street agents out there pretending like they're representing Coach so-and-so. Out there doing some fast talking, trying to get their hands in the mix. But, again, you want to perform, or your child wants to perform in front of, because at the end of the day, the head coach got to say so. So, if you want to check out the site yourself, the site is /web3. And I'll say it again after I read through the whole thing. .ncaa.org/BBCS. /published events. And I'll read that whole thing off again. https://backslash backslash www.ncaa.org/BSandBoysCSandCharlie/SSandSam/published events. Check that out. Write that down. Go to that site. See what you see. Go through all the pages, all 12 pages. By the time you get a chance to look at it, there may even be some more events on there because as the events get certified, NCAA updates this list. list I'm currently looking at was printed off on 3/9/2017. So March the 9th, 2017. So, and the first event listed on here isn't until April 21st. So again, if your child's out there playing in all these events, and that's to even include all these other junior events, and I call them junior events because they're strictly, solely done for entertainment. You know, it's not like it's done for the purpose of getting any exposure. You know, you're out there at the, when I call these junior events, I'm talking about the fourth grade team, the fifth grade team, the sixth grade team, the seventh grade team. Really? If I ever walk into a gym and I see a coach evaluating a child at a seventh grade team event, then we have some major problems. We as parents have some major problems if we see something like that. Because there's nothing that that coach can say or tell that child playing on a seventh grade team that's going to be beneficial to him or her 5 or 6 years later. You have to look at all the factors there, folks. We don't even know if that coach will even still be in the game 5 or 6 years later. We don't even know if that school will still be sanctioned 5 or 6 years later. What happens to a situation where, you know, you have a child that does a early commit, committed to the school, oh, yeah, this is the school I want to go to, this is the school I got to ride and die with, so on and so forth, the whole works, and they all in. And now the school gets into a major NCAA violation. And their whole program is not shut down, but can't make any tournament play. Now what? Now what? Your child's tap dancing, you're tap dancing, trying to get your child out of that situation. So, be very cautious if you see someone sitting in the gym at a 6th, 7th, and 8th grade event that he's claiming to be a college coach. I don't care whose child it is. I don't care if it's the next young man, LeBron James' son. Still shouldn't be a coach sitting in the gym at no 6th, 7th, or 8th grade event. Especially if he don't, you know, let's just leave it at that. Hey, give us a call, 917-889-8095, 917-889-8095. Love to hear from you. Interesting to see how the NCAA tournament is shaping up. Looks like you have, you know, in the end, you got East Coast and West Coast. You got Oregon. They're making a big play, which their name haven't popped up in the NCAA tournament in a number of years. Thing has been football over the last few years. And now you have South Carolina that has showed up. Again, that thing has been football over a number of years. So it should be interesting. Then you also have, I believe I'm looking at the screen now, I believe you have Gonzaga and University of North Carolina still in play. So those are the four teams that's leading on to the big dance. Those are the four teams leading on to the big dance. And if you have a child that's playing in that event, you want to call in and give us an update and just shout the child out, by all means, again, you can call in, give us a little shout out, 917-889-8095. You want to hype your child up or tell us all about all the great things that your child is doing. Love to hear from you. Love to hear from you. Again, this is your host, M.A. Scott, here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network here on Blog Talk Radio. It's been a very interesting week, like I said. You know, I had an opportunity to not only just sit down and educate some young athletes, but also had an opportunity to, got two calls this week for some potential speaking engagements. And on top of that, having a chance to interact with some more things here in the community. And I'll let you know how that pans out as time goes on. It'd be very, very, very interesting if we get this thing up and running. So I got some folks that's going to help me work on some things, and hopefully we're going to add another component to the Parents Coach the Parents Network. And we're going to see how all that plays out. We're going to see how all of that plays out. Again, folks, if you want to join in on conversation, 917-889-8095. I'll say that number again, 917-889-8095. We'll pick you up. If you're on the line with us and you want to join in on the conversation, we'll pick you up on the back end. But for right now, we're going to step away for, our infomercial, folks.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
What is the NAIA?
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
We're back. You hear my little clips on NAIA. I like to try to push that program as often as possible as well, because too many times our children miss out on scholarship opportunities because of the simple fact that they don't think about the NAIA schools. And NAIA schools are out there just as valuable as the NCAA schools. Many of you are probably saying, what are you talking about, NAIA? NAIA, as you heard in the little infomercial, is the National Athletic Intercollegiate Association. And there is a number of schools that our kids can go to, our student athletes can go to. But we missed that opportunity because of the simple fact that we simply don't know. You know, I was sitting down and I was talking to this here recently. You know, and I came to this conclusion. But in coming to this conclusion, I found it very interesting, you know, that we do it to ourselves. You know, how many times have we got to the point where we just don't know? We don't know what we don't know. And as a result, we don't bother to ask the question of what we don't know. And how can you ask the question if you don't even know what to ask? But when somebody offers the information, folks, take it. Listen to it. Do your own assessment. Evaluate it. You know, do some fact checking. Kick it around to somebody else that's been part of the process and find out if what the information that you're getting is valid or something on track, something that's going to help you support your child, better able to support your child. You just can't totally dismiss it, because if you just simply dismiss it, then you're right back in the same situation. You don't even know what you don't know. Sad to say, you don't know what you don't know. You know, when I just ran all that off, I wasn't running from 0 to 60. I was just simply just, you know, making sure that I'm getting the information out there to you. And if I need to slow it down so you can understand it, get a better comprehension of it, I can do that as well. I just want to make sure that each and every parent has the opportunity to support their child to the fullest. That's all. Having the ability to support, to support your child to the fullest. So listening to this show, picking up the guide for college-bound student athletes, the NCAA has one. The NAIA has one. You can Google it. A PDF will pull up. You can go to the NCAA's website. You can go to the NAIA's website. Folks, the only thing, the major thing different from what you're going to get when you go to their website compared to what you get here at the Parents Coaching Parents Network, we're giving it to you from a first-hand experience in multiple facets. What do you mean by that? I'm not only sharing my experience with you, I'm sharing the experience of others that I have talked with over the years that have children that have moved on to play at the college level. And then even in some cases have moved on to play beyond the college level. Young men and young ladies. So I'm not making this up as we go along. I'm not sitting here blowing my own horn. I'm sitting here trying to share some information with you that will hopefully be beneficial to not only your child, not only you, but your family as a whole. Because this whole recruiting process, this whole thing about your child going away and going to school, has a major impact on the family across the board. If you haven't went through it before and don't realize it, it does. It does. So, again, if you want to reach out to us. You can reach us at 917-9-8-0-9-5, 917-889-8-0-9-5. No problem there, folks. No problem. No problem. Well, folks, I've shared quite a bit with you this evening, and I think I don't see too many callers on the line, so I'm going to prepare to really wind down for the evening. And hopefully, you know, I've said something that, you know, a handful of callers that I do see, hopefully they've gotten something out of it. So on that note, I think we're going to pull back a little bit. Again, you know how to reach us. You can reach us on Facebook at Parents Culture Parents Network. You can reach us on Twitter and Instagram at PCP Network. Or if you really and truly need to reach us right away, you can always shoot us an email at pcphr@aol.com. Again, folks, we're here every Sunday evening, Eastern Standard Time, 9:30. 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. We're here on the Parents Culture Parents Network every Sunday evening. So on that note, folks, I'm going to pull back a little bit and prepare to shut down. It's been fun. It's been real. It's been real fun. And on that note, I'm going to turn it over to my man, Mr. Keith Wright. Let him take us out. Take us out, Keith.
Student of the game, had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in, meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen, but I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands and in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and the knowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.
NAIA.
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics is the organizing body that oversees college athletics for its member schools. Schools who are members of the NAIA are made of smaller colleges located in the United States and Canada. The NAIA was established in 1952 as an organization to establish competition between colleges. The NAIA sponsors 13 different sports and runs 23 annual championships for those sports, in both men's and women's athletics. The NAIA has different member schools than the NCAA and has different eligibility requirements as well. To make sure you are eligible to compete at an NAIA school, you need to register with the NAIA Eligibility Center at playnaia.org. Feel free to learn more at our website, athleticscholarships.net. Get recruited to play college sports today.
And with the 43rd pick in the 2012 NBA draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Mike Scott from the University of Virginia.
Check out Parents Coaching Parents Network on blogtalkradio.com/parentscoachingparents.
student of the game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing, I'm my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart moves. That's how I do.